continuing the Gemara on Tezvav and Aleph, the Gemara had said that the Mishnah was Sarah Meir was saying to Rabbi Yehuda that there's no machalikas because everyone holds the Gezeres Tigra. So the Gemara said, what are you coming to teach me that Rabbi Meir holds of it and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Gezeres Tigra? We already had the machalikas on Daf Yudal and Aleph. So the Gemara first answer is that the first Mishnah, Yudal and Aleph, is talking about a different Gezeres Kalim, about using boards that are smooth, that are finished, that will be such a chashash. So the Gemara says, what about according to Yehuda Marav? According to him, he holds his no gzeres kalim by the male shafts versus the female shafts. So how is he going to learn this? There's definitely no gzeres kalim. So the Gemara says, Alamai, you're going to tell me that they're taka arguing about gzeres kalim twice. What's the chiddush? The Gemara says that it was really a continued conversation that Rabbi Yehuda was responding back to a mayor after he said it was also. He said, why are you saying it's also? That's only according to Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai says there's no gzeres tikra. And Rabbi Meir said, no, everyone agrees that there is a gzeres tikra. Then the Gemara says, that's all good according to Rav, that the boards over here are four tefachim wide. But according to Shmuel, the boards over here are four tefachim wide because it's a roof, and that's what they use. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher? According to him, it should be puzzle. And the Gemara explains that the machlekes over here is actually about an existing roof, how to be mevatel the gzeres tikra. To use it new, that is the discussion Yudal and Amidal. The question over here is, if I have a roof, is there a way to be mevatel it? Okay, the Mishnah says that if I use spits of iron or the posts of a bed for my schach, if I have room in between for, 50-50 to put every other one, then it's going to be kosher. And if I dig out a haystack, it's not a sukkah. The Gemara says this should be a kasha on Rav Huna of Rebbe Yeshua, because he holds that parutz ka'emin, if it's exactly 50-50 open and closed, the Hilchos Shabbos, we're going to bring it over here also, that it's not considered a mechitza. So Rav Huna of Rebbe Yeshua says, no, over here, it's going to talk about nichas v'yotzei mistama, probably it's not going to be exact, and that's why there's going to be at least 51%. The Gemara says, but it could be exact, and we have to be including that also. So the Gemara says, Rab Ami says that we're talking specifically in our Mishnah when you were b'mechavin, b'kavano, you did more space, so it's for sure 51%. And Rabba says, even if not, even if you don't say that it was b'madif, you could say that we did it, if you're doing vertical, you did vertical. So the schach kosher is leaning on top of the schach puzzle. There's definitely going to be more kosher schach than puzzle schach. That's why it's mevatel v'roiv. The Gemara wanted to say that the Mishnah, which says that you can't use bedposts, apparently from a broken bed, is a raya to Rav Ami Bar Tavyumi, that he said that if I used worn-out utensils or clothing, then it's going to be puzzle, even though now they're not Makabal Tumma, since they came from something that Makabal Tumma, it's a problem. The Gemara said, not necessarily, because our Mishnah could be talking about when I have one horizontal post and two vertical posts, or one vertical post and two horizontal posts, the Gemara said, and that's considered something which is Makabal Tumma as a kli. The Gemara said, where was that? Rav Amir Matavim said about the Mishnah that says, if I have a bed, is it mitamas dafka as a unit? That's Rav Eliezer, or Chacham say even as pieces. What's the pieces that they're talking about that's mekabel tumah? Because if it's pieces, it's not mekabel tumah, it's not a utensil. So the Rav Chanan said in the name of Rebbe that we're talking about a post with two sides, either direction. What can I use that for? I could use it to lean it against the wall and lay on it, and therefore it's still mekabel tumah as a bed. Then we go back to Rav Avim Bar Tavyumi to be mevar his halacha that said that if I used worn out utensils or clothing, it's pasul. What is the case? So Abaye said it's talking about matlaniyas, it means like rags that don't have 3x3, which are not fit, not for rich people or not for poor people, even as a patch. We brought a brisa, which is a riot to Rav Avim Bar Tavyumi, because it says that if I have these a mat of these different materials, even though it's lost, it's smaller now than original shear in order to be mekabel tumah, nevertheless, I'm not allowed to use it for schach. And then the Gemara just brought down, the Gemara that we're going to see later on Yotes Amaveis, about a mat of reeds, a big one, I could be mesachik because it's made for fencing, but a small one I cannot because it's made for lying down, so it's mekabel tumah smedris. And Rabbi Eliezer holds, even that is mekabel tumah, the small one is mekabel tumah, and you cannot be mesachik with it.